If you want more connection, life is waiting for you to start leaving your comfort zone. If you want more inspiration, life is waiting for you to start following the little nudges that are attempting to lead you there. If you want more clarity, life is waiting for you to start giving it more quiet. If you want more energy, life is waiting for you to start making time for more rest. If you want more confidence, life is waiting for you to start seeking the best in yourself. If you want more love, life is waiting for you to start being more loving. What you are asking life to give you is what life is waiting for you to give it. We engineer serendipity. We move so consistently in the same direction, our arrival becomes less like a miracle and more like a natural progression and an inevitable outcome. We learn to practice being the people we most want to be, knowing that the aspects of ourselves we nurture most consistently will become the most pronounced and prominent in time. If we place ourselves in the way of opportunity enough and trust that the right things will find us and the right things will stay, we free up so much mental space and emotional energy. We cannot control the outcomes, but we control the inputs. And the frequency of the inputs inevitably tips the scale in our favor over time. What you cannot ever forget is that what you are asking life to give you is what life is waiting for you to give it. If you want compassion, be more compassionate. If you want to be understood, be more understanding. If you want to go easier on yourself, go easier on others. If you want to have a friend, be a friend. If you want to become a new kind of person, do as you imagine they would do until those behaviors feel more normal and preferable to you than not. If you want to move miles beyond where you are right now, take it one inch at a time. When you reach toward what you actually want, you give life an offering. You send out a radio wave of willingness for a new experience to meet you. When you make space, life wants to fill it. When you outstretch your hand, life outstretches back. Where you see a vast and scary unknown, life sees a realm of infinite potential. So stay close to the things that inspire you, because those are the things that are attempting to lead you into the self-realization of all that you actually are. Listen to life's instructions. If it leaves, let it go. If you feel a nudge, follow it. If it feels true, trust it. If it is calling you and compelling you, and you know overwhelmingly that it is meant to be part of your path and your story, believe it and make it so.